the screech owl or something like that? Haven't heard of that. Okay. What about a bird that drills holes in trees?
Woodpecker.
Okay. And an animal that can smell real bad if it wants to?
Skunk.
Yeah. You ever heard that called a polecat?
Uh-uh.
Okay. What about animals that would be bad about breaking into a farmer's hen house and getting his chickens?
Wolves.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you ever heard of a general word that would take care of animals like wolves? Like a farmer might say, I'm going to get my shotgun and take care of those. Varmints?
Well, all part of that, but we don't say that.
That's kind of old-fashioned?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you say that for me?
Varmints.
All right. What about these little animals that have a bushy tail and they run around in trees?
Squirrels.
Yeah. Do you have different types?
I don't know.
Squirrel.
Okay. Yeah.
You ever heard of a red squirrel or a fox squirrel?
Mm-mm.
Okay. What about a little animal that's smaller than a squirrel and doesn't have a bushy tail, stays on the ground mostly? Kind of looks a little like a squirrel, though.
Rat?
Oh, well, not exactly a rat. It's a lot smaller than that. You ever heard of a chipmunk or ground squirrel?
Oh, yeah, chipmunk.
Do you have those around here?
I don't hear of many.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. What about, do you ever go fishing around here?
Mm-mm.
Don't like to fish. Did your father?
No.
Yeah, okay. Well, do you have any idea of when people go fishing around here, what they fish for? Different kinds of fresh
bass.
Things like that?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, what about seafood, different types that you can get around here? Like these things that people talk about eating on the half shell?
Lobster. Oh, clam.
Okay, what about something that begins with an O?
Oysters.
Yeah. You like those?
Mm-mm.
Okay. What about another type of seafood, these little fan-tailed animals?
Shrimp.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. And these animals that you hear croaking around ponds at night?
Lobsters? No.
They can jump.
Fish.
Well, not exactly. Like croaking noise.
Oh.
Some people eat the legs.
Frogs?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Do you have the different types? Like, the one that stays around water, would you call him anything in particular, or just a frog?
Bullfrogs.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay. What about ones that stay around land mostly?
Frogs.
Okay. Toad or toad frog?
Yeah, toad frog.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you ever seen these little tiny ones that don't get much bigger than that, even when they're full grown?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any idea what they're called? Tree frogs or green frogs? Or
yeah, with tree frogs.
Tree frogs. Okay. Say if people are going fishing and they're going to use live bait, what might they use?
Worms.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And this animal that has a hard shell and you can pull his head in and his legs in?
Turtle.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any particular name for one that stays on land mostly?
Mm-mm.
Tortoise? Terrapin?
Tortoise.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard people around here call them either a cooter or a gopher?
Mm-mm.
Okay. What about this animal that some people use for bait and some people eat the things? Looks like a little lobster, got claws on it, found in freshwater stream.
Mm.
Crawfish, crayfish?
Crawfish.
Yeah. Okay. I ask you about some insects. This insect is bad about getting in your clothes and eating holes in them.
Moth?
Mm-hmm. Okay, just one of them you call them.
Moth.
And what about this insect that you see at night, blinking on and off?
Lightning bug.
Yeah. All right. What about some insects that would be bad to sting you?
Bees, wasps, mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm. What about the one that makes its nest out of stuff that looks like mud on the side of your house? Dirt dauber?
Yeah.
Heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Could you say that for me?
Dirt dauber.